How to manifest a specific person to be obsessed with you using the power of the Law of Attraction.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi everyone, Robert Zink, your miracle mentor and alchemy success coach, and welcome to the High Flyers community, where we are always soaring high. And you know, when I say that we're soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle, what I'm really saying is that you're living your perfect life. And that's what this channel is all about. I want to remind you that something very special is coming up the first weekend of June, and you're not going to want to miss it. It is Manifest Your Perfect Destiny 2.0. A lot of deep, mystical, ancient traditions will be taught during this weekend. You'll learn techniques that will help you manifest your perfect destiny that you've never even heard of before. This is going to be an incredible weekend. People are already signing up. They're coming from Ireland. They're coming from Australia. They're coming from Canada. They're coming from around the United States. Those who are conscious creators won't want to miss this weekend. It's in Sedona, Arizona, the heart of the vortex. We're going to be there, and we would like you to join us. Visit us at manifestyourperfectdestiny.com. Read all the information. If you have questions, write us, but get signed up now. So, high flyers, we're talking about manifesting a specific person to be obsessed with you. And maybe obsessed is a strong word, but they're thinking about you all the time. You're the one that they want to be close to. You're the one that they want in their life. And that's what it's about. I mean, you want somebody thinking about you, wondering about you, worrying about you, caring about you. So the first thing you have to do is to develop your own mission statement. That sounds contrary to what we're talking about, but listen to me. You're going to develop your own mission statement about your life, the purpose of your life. I call it a soul mission statement. And you're going to write this out on a piece of paper. I have transferred mine to parchment paper. You can put it in a frame. You can put it in a notebook. You can put it as, your screensaver on your phone. But you want to have a mission statement. What this mission statement does is it says, this is the purpose of my life. And your mission statement cannot be about anyone else. The purpose of your life isn't to be with one person. The purpose of your life is to live up to your highest potential. You see, when you take your focus off another person and you put it on yourself, you become more magnetic, you become more attractive, and guess what? They start obsessing over you because you are divinely unique. You have a strong soul path, and you're going to follow it. This gives you incredible magnetism and allows you to take your life wherever you desire. So, high flyers, number two is self-love. Now, I would think that it should be obvious that self-love is important. But when I speak of self-love, I'm talking about creating a positive magnetic vortex. In other words, you're focusing on your perfection. Your perfection mentally, your perfection emotionally, your perfection energetically, your perfection financially, and your perfection spiritually. You are always working on yourself, and this creates a beautiful vortex of energy that literally attracts to it whatever you desire, whatever your intention is. Neediness creates a negative magnetic vortex. Self-love creates a positive magnetic vortex. You see the difference? It's very important that you understand the difference. You can't fake this, by the way. You can say, I'm going to the gym, or I'm going for a run, or I'm eating clean, but maybe you're really not. You're still obsessing over them rather than allowing them to start obsessing over you. You can't fake it. Neediness repels, and so if you're feeling needy, you need to focus on your own positive magnetic vortex. You are the prize. You are the jewel. You are the one. You are unique. And when you claim that in your life through your own soul mission statement, as we talked about, incredible things are going to begin to happen to you. I really mean that. Well, number three, high flyers, is mirror their energy, but not their vibe. People that value you will show you that they value you. They'll demonstrate it. So if they are giving you attention, if they are calling you, if they are chasing after you, you can respond. But you don't respond by mirroring their vibe. You mirror their energy. There's a slight difference there, and I think it's important to understand that. Number four, be willing to let go and detach. Look it, if everything that you're doing right now is about attracting them rather than allowing them to attract you, you haven't let go. And the truth of the matter is, well, take salesmen, for example. Salesmen make 100 presentations a day, sometimes even more. And they don't sit and worry about one presentation. They just keep going. And all of a sudden, people that received that sales presentation may call back and say, hey, I'm ready to buy. I'm ready to get going. The salesman, by detaching and just doing the work and focusing on being the best that he or she can be, is more effective by focusing on that one play, whatever it is. And the same thing is true in relationships with people, whether they're intimate relationships or not. If you're chasing, you're focusing on the scoreboard. I want you focusing on the play. The play is, what am I doing to live my best life with or without this person? Does that make sense? Be willing to let go and detach. Number five, you can't talk them into being obsessed with you. This is something that they're going to do on their own. And for some, it comes early. For some, it comes late. But if you stay strong in your vibe, if you stay strong focusing on yourself and realize you're never going to talk anybody into being obsessed with you, you simply have to let go and let the energy flow. And they will come around when they are ready, usually sooner than later. But most people don't let go. Most people keep hanging on. Most people keep wondering when. Well, number six is nightly pillow talk. Nightly pillow talk is very simple. You go to bed, you hug a pillow, and you talk to them as you're falling asleep. But you don't tell them what you're feeling. You tell them what they're feeling for you. That's important to understand. What are they feeling right now? I know you miss me. I know you're thinking about me. I know you wonder when the two of us are going to be together. I know that you're having mixed feelings and you're worried about some things, but that's okay. When you're ready, I know you'll call me. When you're ready, I know you'll knock on my door. When you're ready, I know you'll text me. And number seven is slow is fast. It is. You see, with a computer or an automobile or anything else that's broken, fast is fast. But slow is fast when we're talking about relationships. So don't think in terms of going fast or when is this going to happen. That slows the energy down. Think in terms of, I'm enjoying my life right now. I'm taking my life to the highest level possible. And by doing so, I'm increasing my magnetism, I'm increasing my attractiveness, and that's going to make them very obsessed with me. High Flyers, want to remind you that you can follow us on YouTube at Law of Attraction Solutions and or follow us on Instagram as well. We have positive, uplifting messages for you each and every day. Become part of the High Flyer community. Become a conscious creator of your life. Don't just allow things to happen to you. Become focused on your journey. You have a great day now. You absolutely deserve it.